Well, today we're planting the east side of the road or toward the lake, and the lane closest to all the planting beds has already been closed. I've got a crew down here right now. Meister's delivered the flowers at 7 a.m., and we're distributing the flowers to all the flower beds on the east side of the road, and the Market Area Public School children are coming starting at 11:30, and there are several hundred of them, and they will be planting until 3, and then that lane will be open again.
And that's really the key here, is not only the beautification, but the involvement. I mean, to get the community members, in particular the kids, kind of take some pride in their community, too.
Yes, it's really a valuable lesson for a child to learn. They take a lot of pride in their flowers. They get to watch them grow all summer, and they get involved in the community at an early age. And it's kind of a win-win all the way around. And we probably have about 400 school children involved and at least 100 adults every year.
And what grades do you normally deal with, or do you deal with them all?
We deal with them all. We deal with very small children and in the primaries, and then the intermediate schools, and then high school students as well. So we have all the grades.
Now, this is going on here this morning and going on until 3 o'clock today. So we want to make sure people know that they drive carefully in that area. Tomorrow morning, then what is the plan there?
Well, we kind of start the whole thing over again, except it's a shorter stretch to plant. So we are out here at 7 a.m. The west lane is closed, and we start distributing the flowers, and then the public is invited to come down at 10 o'clock. That planting takes about an hour, and then we have a huge picnic lunch for pizza and desserts and ice cream and all kinds of great food for all the volunteers on the front lawn of the Family Wellness Chiropractic, which is right next to Beef Roo.
Now, I got to ask this question. I would think, and assuming correctly here, that you see a lot of the same faces from year to year as far as volunteers?
Yes, I think a lot of the same people come down every year, which is really nice for me. There's a lot of continuity, but there are always a lot of new people, too. So it's constantly changing and sort of morphing into something new, and more people get involved. And this is the 21st year.
So if somebody wants to take part in tomorrow's events, first of all, do they need to bring a couple of little gardening tools with them as well?
Yes, they should wear old clothes and maybe a hat or sunscreen if they need it. And bring a trowel or some sort of a small, you know, hand digging tool and gloves if they don't like getting their hands dirty. And people who have not been assigned to a bed already should look for somebody with a neon green vest on and just go. And that person will tell them everything they need to know and show them what to do. And the plants are all there. And it's a pretty fast process on tomorrow's date.
Where do they need to be when tomorrow morning?
They can show up anywhere between, it's actually Jackson Street, which is by Lakeshore Rental on the north end, and Furnace Street by the Credit Union on the south end, any of those flower beds. But the concentration of beds that need help are between Beef Roo and the Women's Center.
All this in South Marquette. And before we cut you loose here, Barb, again, just for motorists, for the whole weekend, but I guess more in particular today with a bunch of school kids out there, please, a little extra care. I mean, this is a great thing, but potentially a little dangerous if people aren't paying attention.
Yes, people do need to pay attention and just slow down through this stretch.